One of Bragg Creek's most historic buildings, the Roundhall, is celebrating 100 years this month with two big events, a dance with a live band on September 16 and a more subdued evening a couple of weeks later for those wanting to share some memories on October 1. First up will be the dance at the Roundhall with a 50s retro band, which will be a fairly close approximation of the Saturday night dances locals enjoyed for decades. Barbara Tettmeyer, who Bragg Creekers know as the owner of the Trading Post, and the Roundhall, is looking forward to welcoming people back to the hall for the dance September 16. There is no charge for tickets, but Tettmeyer's invite comes with a small request. Bring your stories as we look forward to hearing them, and then please RSVP, she said. The Swamp Donkey Musical Theater Society will provide the food for the dance, hot dogs, just like in the old days, and they need a headcount. Tettmeyer's mother, Mary Elsden, came to Bragg Creek in 1938, where she met her husband Jack. Tettmeyer met her husband Rob in Bragg Creek as well, in fact, at the Roundhall. She said they're going to have a small box set up at the door, where people can deposit a dollar, which is what the admission was back in the 70s. It started off at 50 cents and then it went to 75 and then to a dollar. All the proceeds will go to the Swamp Donkey Society. Tettmeyer plans to have the band take an intermission to allow for some rest and mingling. I'm not renting tables and chairs, so people will have to dance or sit on the benches, she said. She added that the dance will be a nice wrap-up to the Arts, Eats and Beats Festival, which ends at 6 p.m. that day. It's my invitation to the community to have a fun evening, Tettmeyer explained. To register for the headcount, email roundhall100@gamel.com or call 403-949-3737. The Roundhall is located at 52 Bracken Road in Bragg Creek. The second event Tettmeyer is organizing to celebrate the 100-year milestone will also take place at the Roundhall on October 1, featuring the Wardens, a musical group that she described as hilarious. They're made up of former and present wardens from Banff National Park. They're singing and telling stories about their experiences and they have a slideshow showing some predicaments in the backcountry, she said. Anyone who has seen the Wardens is usually hooked. Jake Fullerton built the hall in 1923. In the 1920s, 30s and 40s, people often came to the dances on horseback, sometimes sleeping overnight in a nearby hayloft. The kerosene lamps of that bygone era are still in place, however, dating back to before electric power came to Bragg Creek in 1957. For decades, the Roundhall was the social hub of the community, school Christmas concerts, fundraisers, polling station during elections, birthday parties, and even a belly dancing class were all hosted there. Judy Norman from the Bragg Creek Historical Society said the Roundhall was the center of the community for years. Everyone in the whole district from Cochrane to Millerville to Calgary would come out, and many boys and girls met their future wives and husbands there, and it was just always a gathering place because at the time we didn't have a community hall, Norman said. In those days, all ages attended the dances, Norman said. They had a cloakroom, so if your children were small, you'd go to get your coat and be stepping over all these kids sleeping on the floor, she said. The single men would lean up against the cloakroom, and usually it was the girls who asked the boys to dance, as the boys were, just all eyeballs, she said. But perhaps the most resourceful practice took place on the mornings after the dances. Since alcohol wasn't allowed inside, it was common for imbibers to sneak out to the parking lot for a nip. If the police showed up, the rule breakers would scamper down to the creek to hide their beer. The next morning, Norman and her teenage friends would ride along the creek on horseback, with a ready supply of chilled beer awaiting their rescue. Following the Warden's performance on October 1 at 2 p.m., the Bragg Creek Historical Society will provide refreshments. Tickets are $20, available at the Trading Post.